Well, here we go again. A state auditor's report just revealed more purchasing card noncompliance instances with the Connecticut State Colleges and Universities system. That's CSCU. And we've heard about the P-card issues before. Do you remember back in late 2024, Comptroller Sean Scanlon sounded the alarm about this? And ultimately, CSCU's chancellor at the time, Terrence Chang, got into a lot of trouble. I mean, not too much trouble. He had to step down from the role, but he still is making six figures and working for CSCU. We don't know exactly what he's doing. But this was a huge problem. Sounded the alarm about it. And here we are. And apparently this is still an ongoing issue. So we wanted to talk to somebody about this. And that is where State Senator Henry Martin joins us, ranking member on the Higher Education Committee. Senator Martin, welcome back. Sorry we're talking about the same thing a year later. How are you?
I know. Good morning, Melissa. I'm well. How are you?
I can't complain, my friend. Thank you so much. I appreciate you asking. I want to say I'm surprised. And the reason I say that is because I do know I reached back out to Comptroller Sean Scanlon, and I was pretty forward with his team because I appreciated the work that he did, his office did, to really sound the alarm about this. And people can go back and listen to that report. We did an interview with him. But my understanding was he was, you know, efforting, and I believe it got approval in the legislative session, efforting to stop this essentially from happening by having more oversight and kind of public records and an online system. I can go back and look at his message, but I'm a little surprised that not even a year later, the same problem is happening again with CSCU specifically.
Yes, I think this could be a timing issue, Melissa. I'm not sure. I know the results of this audit the audit period was from 2021 to 2023. What we're looking at with the findings of the Chancellor Chen and what happened there, I think it happened in a later period. So, you know, we'll get down to a better understanding of this. You know, it's just a repetitive what's happening now has happened in the past, and it's surprising that we have to revisit this once again.
So what do you do? Right? I mean, what a blanketed question to ask you, but I'm going to ask it to you, Senator. What do you do to avoid this issue? I understand that this type of system is probably in place for a lot of colleges, honestly, not just CSCU. But how do you prevent this ongoing non-compliance purchasing from going on?
I believe it starts with the A manager who is responsible for those P cards, or whoever, you know, it could be a various managers, not just one, but a handful of them who oversee those that have been granted approval for the use of P cards. And making sure that the internal policies that are provided that all those that are using the P cards are following. I think it's important for transparency, and particularly for accountability. And then someone's got to make sure that is overseeing the managers. Hey, are you following up with these oversight goals that we've established? You know, to find that we've had, you know, we go through 20,000 transactions a year from what I understand. Most of them are good, but yet, you know, we have weak internal controls that are allowing some to fall through the cracks.
I have it right here, Senator Martin, because I wanted to know. So I'm not crazy. There was a new policy put into place as of February this year for CSCU, specifically purchasing card policy. Have you read that? I don't know. Like you said, I don't know if this was put into place after this latest audit or, you know, when this audit was looking. I'm not sure if this was put into place afterwards.
Yeah, I believe these audits take some time.
Okay.
And, you know, they're covering a certain period. And the one that Secretary or Comptroller Scanlon covered a certain period of time. So my feeling is that these two are different periods, totally different periods, but same results or outcomes once the audit was completed. So I would like to believe that SCSU has adopted internal policies that reflect the most recent audit that Comptroller Scanlon has visited and you have spoken to about. So hopefully that will truly minimize what's going on with these P cards.
Yeah, I remember also when the initial audit happened, Senator Martin, that he had said, yes, we have somebody who violated or misused and was misspending. But he said this is a systematic issue. This is something that dates back well before somebody like a Terrence Chang entered into office. And I guess my question would be, is that the best approach then, that we're just fixing up procedures and policy? I don't know what it does going back, dating back and seeing people who could have abused the system. But I guess, do we feel like just cleaning up and creating new policies, new procedures, new oversight is the solution? I think, you know, there's already so much talk locally and nationally about whether or not going to college is even a scam. And it bothers me because, you know, I think there is certainly a value. I'm a college graduate, and while I don't think college is for everyone and I don't think it should be forced on everyone, I also don't think there should be a narrative out there that college is a total scam. But when you hear stories like this, it really puts a damper on not just colleges, but I think specifically community colleges and some of the institutes that fall under CSCU.
Understandable. Regarding these, whether or not we should change everything, I don't know if that's the right answer. I think what we're seeing here is just a lack of oversight and a lack of perhaps in review, making sure that those that are issued the P cards understand, listen, you have to, we're going to review this regularly. You're going to submit whatever documentation to support the purchase. That's the way it's supposed to be processed. And if it's not, then is it happening at the, not only is that oversight the problem, right? Because someone's got to be reviewing those documents. Hey, someone made a purchase. Here's the follow-up documentation. Someone's got to look at that. Is it that person that is not doing their job, or is it someone else? So I think we've more education to some extent. I don't want to hang my hat on that. But I think it's more thorough management oversight. Do your job, basically.
Yeah,
and you got to look at whether or not those transactions were acceptable. Are they? If you're going to purchase something for less than $2,500, what is it for? What project is it for? What was the reason for it? And by the way, with some of the findings that they found here, the auditors found, was there are a couple instances where the approval, follow-up documentation was done while the work was being done, or it was done after the completion of the work, or was another one that I read that it was well past it'll come back to me, Melissa, I'm sorry. But
you're fine.
But the point is, they have a form for that. Mm. You get caught in a project, and oh, by the way, we've got to go get this, but I need a purchase order. Someone's given that approval to move forward, and in the meantime, you still got to follow up with their documentation,
mm-hmm.
right, regarding that purchase. And there's forms for that, to justify why you didn't ask pre-authorization. So sometimes I grew up in the construction trade. Sometimes that happens. Is you want to get a prior authorization, and but the work's got to be done right away, and
yeah.
You can't wait, or you're going to hold something else up. So not knowing the circumstances, but that's where the management comes in. That's mm-hmm. where the oversight comes in.
And oversight says, right, and better leadership. I think you're right, Senator Martin. I think you're right. We are talking to Senator Henry Martin here, who is the ranking member on the Higher Education Committee for our state. Senator Martin, only because you're here, and I thought, well, instead of rebooking him, why not? I'd love to get an update. Do you have anything in regards to Pear College and even Stone Academy? I feel like those two institutions in the past couple of years have been black eyes on Connecticut when it comes to higher ed and opportunities for people to further their education. Do you have any updates or anything this morning?
Honestly, I do not, Melissa. You know, other than what we know about the, you know, what happened there, you know, regarding, you know, some of the facility itself and its lack of upkeep or maintenance on the buildings, not having sufficient faculty, and not bills not being paid, you know, it sounds a lot mismanagement. And again, you know, some of these, you know, they're businesses. When it comes down to it, you know, some of these institutions are a business. They do get mismanaged, and for whatever reason, you know, you got to have that income coming in to make sure that you can pay the bills, have the adequate. Fundings to pay for good faculty members. So there's a lot to it. And then when you get into financial straits here, dire straits, you know, you do things that you're not supposed to do. And, you know, sometimes there's commingling of funds. And I believe that happened here regarding Stone Academy and taking money from Stone Academy and paying for repairs or paying for faculty members, making ends meet, so to speak, at Pear College. And it's robbing Peter to pay Paul. So it's just, I don't know any more news other than, you know, what caused all this to happen right now. So I guess stay tuned.
Yeah. No, I know the last time I talked to Tim Larson, who's the commissioner for higher ed, gosh, that was during like all the Stone Academy when we were in the thick of it. I haven't really been able to connect with him about Pear College, which I know is a totally separate story. But it's interesting to me because it really has sort of, I haven't heard a lot about it. Whereas Stone Academy, I felt like was constant. I don't know if that's because people like the attorney general got involved in that. But I am really surprised that you're not hearing an awful lot about Pear College. Not you personally, but I'm saying in general, you're not really hearing an awful lot about it.
Yeah, I think it'd be good to follow up on that. You're putting a bug in my ear here that I...
Well, you know, good. Glad. I'm glad that I'm effectively doing my job.
Call the Tim Larson or even the attorney general's office to say, okay, what's the recent update on both of those institutions? Where do we stand? You know, most likely is, you know, obviously Pear College has been closed and both have been closed. And until that's all resolved and how the students are going to be reimbursed. And I think we took care of that component. But legally wise, what's happening with those that ran those institutions? And then what do you do with the buildings after that? So it'll be good to follow up. I think I'll make sure that I do that at my end.
Oh, my goodness. Well, please and thank you. I appreciate that, Senator Martin. And I know that this week, obviously, we've got the special session. So I know there's a lot on lawmakers' plates. But, yeah, when things kind of, if they do sort of calm down, I know that's kind of a weird thing to say. But, yeah, if you get any updates on that, please let me know. You're always welcome back to the show. I always enjoy our conversations.
I appreciate the invite, and we'll definitely follow up.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Senator Henry Martin, you have a great day, and we will talk very soon, hopefully.
Thanks, Melissa.
And if people want to, you know, in the beginning of this conversation with Senator Martin, we were talking about the P card oversight or sometimes lack of oversight when it comes to CSEU. If you want to go back and actually read that full report, we're going to put a link on Senator Martin's podcast link. So if you go to voiceofct.com under Melissa in the Morning when the show wraps up at 10, you can actually read that full report as well and see more of the details that was just revealed in this state audits report. With more purchasing card noncompliance instances with CSEU. So we've also, like I said, put a call out to Comptroller Sean Scanlon, and his team did confirm that there were new policies put into place as of February of this year. And so I want to see if they need to, you know, build on that at all during the next legislative session. So we'll keep you posted on that. Keep you in the know.